pair of gunmen at the rear were now about 100 yards back. They seemed to be talking softly to each other. Frank wondered about them. Why they were dropping farther back? Were they planning to run out on Ned?
Time I made my move.
Frank tied off his horses in a pine grove. On foot, he approached a turn in the road where the two outlaws would be out of Ned's line of vision for a short time. Frank was taking a huge risk. Gunshots might force Ned to shoot Conrad. But the boy was lashed over his saddle and by all appearances unconscious, perhaps even dead. It was a gamble worth taking. Frank slipped up to a thick ponderosa trunk where the road made a bend. He opened his coat and swept his coattails behind the butts of his twin peacemakers. When the distance was right, he stepped out from behind the tree to face the gunman.
Howdy, boys.
Frank braced himself for what he knew would follow.
You got two choices. Toss your guns down and ride back wherever you came from, or go for those pistols. It don't make a damn bit of difference to me either way. I'd just as soon kill you as allow you to ride off.
Morgan!
You got my name right.
Before another word was said, the second outlaw clawed for his six-shooter. The man was knocked backward out of his saddle when his horse spooked at the sound of gunfire, tossing its rider over the cantle of his saddle into the snow as the sorrel gelding ran off into the trees. But it was the second man Frank was aiming at now, as the fool made his own play. Frank fired a second shot. His bullet struck the outlaw in the head, twisting it sideways on his neck as he slumped over his horse's withers. When the bay wheeled to get away from the loud noise, the gunman toppled to the ground. The bay galloped off, trailing its reins. Frank walked over to both men. One was dead, the other was dying. With no time to waste, Frank took off at a run to collect his horse and go after Ned Pine. All that mattered now was saving Conrad's life, if the boy wasn't already dead. Pine heard Frank's horse galloping toward him from the rear. He looked over his shoulder, reaching inside his coat for his pistol. Frank had to make a dangerous shot at long range before Ned put a bullet in Conrad. Frank aimed and fired, knowing it would take a stroke of luck to hit Pine. But the fates were with Frank. Conrad's horse shied away, breaking its reins and dashing off into the trees with the boy roped to the seat of its saddle.
Damn you to hell!
Frank knew he missed Pine, even though the bullet was close. Pine spurred his horse, firing three shots over his shoulder as he galloped off in another direction, continuing northward. The son of a bitch might get away, but Conrad was more important than chasing human trash. There would be plenty of time for that after Frank got Conrad to safety.
You're in my book, Pine.
He reined into the trees to follow Conrad's horse. Moments later, he found his son. Jumping down from the saddle, he ran over to him.
You okay, Conrad?
Conrad blinked.
My head hurts. One of them hit me.
Then he gave Frank a cold stare.
What are you doing here? Where did you come?
I came to get you back.
Frank began unfastening the lariat rope holding Conrad across the saddle. He pulled out his knife and cut the ropes binding Conrad's wrists and ankles. Conrad slid to the ground on uncertain legs, requiring a moment to gain his balance.
Thank you. Thank you for finally being here when I needed you. Or are you just here to add to your reputation? Is that why you were never there when I was growing up, Frank Morgan? Your reputation? I wish the hell you'd never come here.
It was your grandfather, Browning. I was framed for something I didn't do.
No, Morgan. Don't try to defame him. Now he's dead and can't defend himself.
Conrad rubbed his sore wrists.
You may have saved my life, for whatever reason. I guess I have to thank you for that. But I don't ever want to see you again. You mean nothing to me.
Frank's heart sank. At the sound of horses coming down a hill above the road, Frank reached for his pistol.
Whoa, Capitan Morgan!
It was Tin Pan and his mule, although someone else, the man they'd seen earlier in the derby hat, was riding with him. Tin Pan and the stranger rode up.
Nice shooting, Morgan. We saw it from up a slope when you gunned down those two toughs. I couldn't get down in time to help you, although it didn't appear you needed any help anyways.
I saw the whole thing. You're every bit as fast as I remember. You killed two men, and you made it look easy.
Tin Pan gave Conrad a looking over before he spoke.
This here's Mr. Louis Pettigrew from the Boston Globe, Morgan. He came all the way to Colorado Territory to get an interview with you.
We met. You picked a hell of a bad time, Mr. Pettigrew. Right now, I'm taking my son back to Durango. He's been through a rough time, and we may need to see a doctor. He has a gash on top of his head.
Don't ever call me your son again, Frank Morgan. You never were a father to me.
Suit yourself, Conrad. Maybe after you think about it, we can talk about what happened back when you were born.
I'd rather not hear it. You weren't there when I needed you. That's all that mattered to me. Or my late mother.
Tin Pan gave Frank a piercing stare.
Sounds like you should have left this ungrateful boy tied to his horse while Ned Pine took him to Gypsum Gap.
Frank didn't care to talk about it with a stranger.
What about Vic Van Bergen and his bunch? Have you seen any sign of them on this road?
Yeah, sure did. Only some of them turned back and took off at a high lope. He ain't got but maybe half a dozen men with him now. I'm liable to run into him on the trail back south. There could be trouble.
I can handle trouble.
Frank stalked off to get his saddle horse and pack horse with Conrad's harsh words still ringing in his ears.
What a story this will make!
Frank ignored the newsman's remark. He knew there was a different story to tell, in detail, to his son. Conrad didn't know the truth about why Frank left his beloved Vivian. Frank mounted up and rode back to the trail. Conrad was still struggling to mount the outlaw's horse.
Let's head southwest. I'll ride out front to be sure this road is clear.
We'll be right behind you.
Conrad Browning did not say another word as they left the scene of his rescue. Seven mounted men were crossing a creek at the bottom of a draw when Frank, Tin Pan, Pettigrew, and Conrad came to the crest of a rise.
That's Van Bergen. He's the one who told me all those false tales about you.
Frank stepped off his horse with his Winchester 44-40, levering a shell into the firing chamber.
I'll warm them up a little bit. You boys pull back behind this ridge. I'm gonna pump some lead at them.
The one in the gray hat is Van Bergen.
I know Victor Van Bergen.
Frank aimed for Van Bergen as his horse plunged across the shallow stream.
Good to see you again, Vic.
Van Bergen's body jerked. He bent forward and grabbed his belly. Before Frank could draw another careful bead on him, he spurred his horse into some trees on the east bank of the creek. The other gunmen wheeled their horses in all directions and took off at a hard run. One rider fired a harmless shot over his shoulder before he went out of sight on the far side of a hill.
Got him.
Frank searched the trees for Van Bergen as gun smoke cleared away from his rifle. To his regret, he saw Van Bergen galloping his horse over a tree-studded ridge, aiming due north. Seconds later, he was out of sight.
You're in the other page of my book, Vic. I'll find you and Ned once I get my boy to a doctor.
He strode back over the ridge and swung up in the saddle, booting his rifle.
Did you get any of them?
I shot Van Bergen in the belly. If Lady Luck is with me, he's gut shot and he'll bleed to death. If he's still alive, I'll find him and settle this score for good.
Grandfather was right. You're nothing but a killer.
There were circumstances back then. But if you give me the chance, I'll tell you about them.
I don't want to hear them. All I want is you to leave me alone.
It stung deep, but Frank let the remark ride. The kid couldn't know what Frank or Vivian went through before he was born, or what his grandfather did to Frank. A time might come when Frank would get the chance to tell his side of the story. In the meantime, he'd take the boy back to Durango and let a doctor check him over. There was other unfinished business to attend to when he got back. The thought of it brought a slight smile to his rugged face. Wolf would be waiting for him, and Jeff. Frank had a future if he made the most of it. He only hoped one of these days Conrad would be part of it. At least listen to his side of the story.
I hope this time you'll grant me the time for an interview.
We'll see. Depends.
Doc Green finished putting the last stitch in Conrad's head and put his needle and sutures away.
It'll take a while to heal upright, but you'll mend. Take a swallow of that laudanum when your head hurts.
Conrad nodded, stepping off the table in the doctor's office before giving Frank a look.
Sorry this happened, Conrad. Ned Pine and Vic Van Bergen were out to get me. Wish you hadn't been the one to suffer for it.
They walked out on the doctor's front porch before Conrad said a word.
I'm grateful for what you did, Frank. But that won't make up for the years you weren't there for me and my mother.
Frank stared down at his boots.
I take it Vivian didn't tell you the whole story.
The whole story? What else is there to say? You left us alone. You left her to raise me by herself.
That isn't quite how it happened. I can prove it if you just listen to me.
I don't want to hear what you have to say. Just leave me alone. You're nothing but a killer, a paid assassin. Grandpa told me that much.
Frank let his gaze wander across the rooftops of Durango for a spell.
It's true. I killed a few men. I'm not proud of it. But I didn't leave you and your mother because I wanted to. I didn't have a choice. I was framed for a crime I didn't commit. I didn't have a choice but to leave. I regret it every day of my life. It's the truth. If you'll allow it, I'll tell you about it. Then you can make up your own mind about who's telling the truth.
Mother would have told me.
There were things she probably thought she couldn't tell you. All I want is a chance to tell you the truth. Your grandfather hated me. He put me on the run. There was no way to prove I was innocent.
Just leave me alone, Frank. And don't ever call me your son again.
All I want to do is to tell you what happened. I don't see how that's asking too much.
Conrad turned to head down the boardwalk. Then he stopped.
Maybe I owe you that much.
That's all I'm asking.
We'll see. I suppose I should be grateful you got me away from Ned Pine and his hoodlums. I guess I am. But, Frank Morgan, my mother and I spent our lives knowing you abandoned us. I'm not ready for some fairy tale of how it wasn't so.
Frank went down the steps to his horse.
I understand.
He mounted his horse as Conrad marched away. Frank sat leaden in the saddle. He watched Conrad stride down the boardwalk. If the boy only knew the whole truth, he might take a different view of things.
He just might.
He swung his horse away from the hitch rail, heading out to see about Wolf and Jeff. He needed to make plans. Just once, he looked up at the mountains, where he tangled with Ned Pine and Victor Van Bergen.
I'll be back up there. Things won't go so easy on either one of you.
Frank led his pack horse down the street, but he drew up short when Louis Pettigrew came off the steps of the hotel.
Mr. Morgan! I was hoping you'd have time to talk to me.
Not now. I got some things weighing heavy on my mind.
Would tomorrow be all right?
A day or two. Right now, I got a dog to check on and a young friend waiting for me.
Just remember, I would very much like to give my readers the true story of Frank Morgan, the gunfighter.
I'm not a gunfighter anymore. Hey! I'm just a man who's trying to live peaceful. If folks will let me.